shores of El Pacifico. Phil Hendry.
And it is the world famous Phil Hendry Show, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. The world famous Phil Hendry Show. Truth is our bitch, funny is her sister. That's where we live. That's where we am at. And we are happy to have you alongside tonight. Colleen Kristen Brewster pays a visit to our show for the first time in many a year. I think, Colleen, the last time we had her on, she was promoting one of her cruises. She had gone off and gotten married, still has her travel agency. And we're going to talk about a Mother's Day cruise, probably one of the more unique Mother's Day cruises that you'll hear about in just a moment. Vernon Dozier is also going to share his thoughts about Mother's Day and what they're planning, or what they were doing, I should say, at Belmar Academy over this past week. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. We're online at philhendryshow.com. That is the home base of the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. If you get a backstage pass, you can watch our show as it is broadcast. You can watch our show as a video cast on Phil TV in HD with the roiling Pacific behind us, the El Pacifico. We're also, of course, making available to you a podcast of our show. We have thousands and thousands of hours of archived material, which is just about complete now, and we will have that all logged. If you have not heard our archives, we now have a brand new site, a portal, if you will, to our regular show site. It's called philhendryradio.com. We are streaming 3 free hours of the Phil Hendry Show there right now, and we do it 24 hours a day. So there's always going to be Phil Hendry Radio streaming at philhendryradio.com. Check it out. And we're also going to be linking our podcast there. Very exciting news coming up here in the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445 at Shrimps in Laguna Beach. Joining us for the first time, Colleen Kristen Brewster. Colleen, great to talk with you. Been a long time.
It has been too long, Phil, and I'm just smiling from ear to ear talking to you, because you mentioned I got married, and we had a lot of twists and turns over the last few years, but On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster, which is the name of our agency, has never missed a step, Phil, and we've always been in business, and we have always been out front, really, in the travel business, and we are excited about our Mother's Day cruise.
Tell me, when you call it On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster, you mentioned to me the last time I talked to you, it's the only travel agency named after its owner in that way?
Well, exactly, Phil. When we first opened On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster, I said to my partner at the time, who was Dave Shafil, and you know Dave, a wonderful man who's gone off into the travel business himself.
That sounded like Dave Chappelle. We don't want people to think.
No, I wish it was Dave Chappelle. No, Dave Sheffield was a schoolmate of mine at University of Cal State Northridge. But when we started the business, I said to Dave that I wanted it to be like a performance. I wanted it to be something that was almost like a TV show that you tuned into, you know, so that when you came into our office and you accessed the entertainment, whether you accessed the travel services that we would provide to you, that it would be very entertaining, that it would be like stepping into a movie theater and enjoying a performance. And that's what we want people to feel, especially with our Mother's Day cruise.
All right, we're going to get to talking about this Mother's Day cruise now, which has a character all its own. And I know this is something that I've been used to when in talking to you, Colleen. Colleen Kristen Brewster, our guest, folks, she is the owner of On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster, a travel agency in Laguna Beach, California. Your signature offerings are generally cruises that you and your partners put together.
Yes, that's exactly right, Joe.
And
it's no different from Easy As She Goes. Easy As She Goes was conceptualized by myself and by Megan Duffy, who was one of our travel partners, one of our cast members. You've heard Disney World and Disneyland use the term cast member for their employees. We like to use the term cast member, too. And Megan Duffy is one of our cast members.
What, when you say you conceived of... Now, Easy As She Goes is the name of the cruise?
That's correct, Phil. Easy As She Goes is the name of our cruise that will be going out of Long Beach on Sunday, and King of the Blue Cruises, which is a brand-new cruise line. And the Easy As She Goes cruises was conceptualized by myself and by Megan Duffy, who is one of our cast members.
But tell me what makes this cruise unique.
Well, this is a cruise that is a Mother's Day cruise that honors our mothers, as all Mother's Day cruises will. it honors a lot of the mothers who might not have been the most successful mothers. And when I was talking to Megan, and we were having dinner one night, and I said, you know, and I was very, very honest, and I was very candid with Megan, as I usually am. And I said to her, you know, Megan, my mother was not the best mother in the world. And Megan made a very good point. She said, whose mother really has been the best mother in the world? I said, but my mother, you know. And she knows a lot of the story. And
What was it about, if you don't mind me asking?
No, I don't mind, Phil. My mother was very abusive to the point where I think that a lot of what my mother did to me and to my younger brother might have been criminal in nature. I don't like to focus on it. I want to think of my mother in the best possible ways that I can.
What do you mean criminal?
Oh, you know, using lit cigarettes and to discipline. And
okay, so she was she was abusive.
My mother was abusive, Phil, but I really don't want to get into any kind of ugliness or any kind of discussion about that, because really I have been able to build my life and my business on the go with Colleen Kristen Brewster as a forward-moving thing. And that's why we also call it On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster, because we are moving forward and we're not looking back, and we're making our lives as proactive as we possibly can. And to that extent, Phil, Ben has been with me, my younger brother. He's now in his seventh year with me. Ben has been one of our primary travel agents and has been very good and instrumental.
This is the younger brother who was also...
Yes, Ben was my younger brother, and we both were, you know, subjected to some fairly sadistic treatment. But again, you can either live in the past or you can live in the future. And Ben and I choose to live in the future.
Colleen Kristen Brewster is with us from the On the Go Colleen Kristen Brewster, On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster travel agency. This Easy As She Goes Cruises, that's the name of the cruise?
Yes, it is. So that was an idea that Megan and Ben both came up with, Easy As She Goes, where we have our mothers. And again, Phil, to give you an idea as to what the cruise is about, the mothers that are going to be on our cruise this Sunday are mothers that were not the most, were not the best mothers in the world. As I said, my own mother is going to be there. They were abusive in a lot of ways. In a lot of ways, they were subjected to their own forms of abuse at the hands of their husbands. In a word, they were not the best mothers in the world, but they are our mothers. And
so these are women. Why would they go on a cruise as opposed to being with their families? Don't want to be with them?
Well, in some instances, their families don't want to be with them. In other instances, and I would say, Phil, in most instances, a lot of these family members, the mothers are embarrassed. They don't want to be around the family members because it's just going to turn into them discussing or talking about some of the sadistic things that they did. And to be reminded of those things, a lot of these women just, they really don't want to think about it anymore. So we have this cruise where you can come on board and be with other women who maybe they engaged in some of the same behavior that you engaged in. I don't know. But it's a way to relax on a day, to enjoy a champagne brunch. We're going to take the cruise to Ensenada, and we'll bring it back by late Monday afternoon.
So it's an overnight cruise?
It's an overnight cruise, and we'll have dinner with the captain. There'll be a champagne brunch. And these women, to the extent that they cannot be with their families because the families are going to harangue them and browbeat them, and a lot of people can't get past a lot of that, and they're going to ask them about this.
Well, you say, is your mother going to be there?
Yeah, my mother is going to be here, and we had to talk her into it because she was afraid that I was going to bring up a lot of things, and Ben would too. And Megan was really our intermediary, and I love you, Megan. Thank you very much for really stepping into the breach and telling my mother that we're not going to bring up a lot of these ugly things.
All right, so you've got a mother. I just want to be clear. Your mother would use cigarettes, lit cigarettes, to discipline you. And some of these other women did equally sadistic things, and you're going to host a cruise for them. A lot of people might think they belong in a jail cell.
I feel, again, we are a proactive company, and my feeling and Ben's feeling, we're moving ahead. On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster is not about looking back. It's about looking forward. And we want to take this opportunity to provide a cruise experience for mothers who may be alienated from their children or are tired of being abused themselves now in their older years by these children who are saying, why did you do this? Why did you do that? Oh, really? Well, maybe they don't want to talk about that any longer. And we are here to say, you know, we can facilitate that. And we are here to say, you have a right to some peace and quiet, too.
All right, calling Kristen Brewster is with us. Our number is 877-876-7445, 877-876-7445. Colin, it's really good to be with you. Can you hang on?
I'd be very happy to, Phil, and thank you again for having us on.
Well, we're really happy to have you on. Colin, Kristen Brewster down there at Shrimps in Laguna Beach, talking to us about a cruise that she has on Sunday called the Easy As She Goes Cruise for mothers who might have been abusive toward their children, who might have been alcoholic or had other problems and didn't treat their children well, and really either don't have anywhere to go for Mother's Day or can't be around their kids because their kids are now reminding them of all the stuff they did and they just would like a little peace and quiet. It's called the Easy As She Goes Cruise. We'll be back with Colin Kristen Brewster. Our number 877-876-7445, 877-876-7445, the world famous Phil Henry Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show. You're listening to the world famous Phil Henry Show.
Hey, welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Colleen Kristen Brewster with us in Laguna Beach, California, as we're talking about the cruise that she's got coming up for Sunday. And this is a very unusual cruise, Colleen. It is for mothers who were abusive toward their children. And the behavior that you talked about, you know, where your mother burnt you with a cigarette.
I really think that the reason why we're having this cruise, and my brother Ben has been very instrumental in helping with the organization of this, is because we want to move forward. Both my brother and I were the victims of physical abuse at the hands of my mother, and we also had a father who was disengaged. Our father didn't either see it or he didn't do anything about it, so we had anger issues throughout our lives concerning this, but we have felt that one of the ways to begin the healing process is this Easy As She Goes cruise. I know that a lot of the women we're going to have on board our ship on Sunday did some pretty terrible things to their children. We're talking about physical abuse, that some of it might have even bordered on criminality, as I mentioned.
Well, don't you think that...
just to finish up, Phil.
Go ahead.
I know that some of it may have bordered on criminality, and some of it may have been in the form of enabling sexual abuse. But remember this, please, Phil, and your listeners need to remember this, too. That really, On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster is not about anything other than moving forward, looking ahead, and feeling good about what we do, and creating good relationships in our lives. While I suffered at the hands of my mother, I also want her to have somewhere to go on Mother's Day.
Well, why can't she just... let me ask you this. I need to interrupt and ask you this. She needs to have somewhere to go on Mother's Day.
Yes, she does.
Okay, well, hold on. Why couldn't she be with you?
Well, she's going to be with us because we're having our cruise, obviously. And
no, but what I'm saying is, why won't you have a nice brunch with her or have a nice a day with her?
Because I don't really want to do that. I don't see myself sitting down comfortably one-on-one with my mother and having a so-called nice day with her. This was a woman that held cigarettes to my feet and to my brother. This is a woman that wouldn't allow us to go to the bathroom. If we were bad, we had to hold it.
Your mother was out and out sadistic.
I don't want to use words like that, Phil. I want to use words. She was troubled. She was herself the victim, I think, of a husband that didn't have time for her. My father worked a lot. He was out of the house a lot. I don't want to use those words.
So why, again, you just said, though, you don't want to use the word, but you don't want to be with your mother, you know?
Phil, we're getting a little bit sidetracked here. I wanted to come on your program today to talk about On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster, and we wanted to talk about the Easy As She Goes cruise, and my brother Ben did, too. I didn't want to be on here going on and on about my mother being sadistic. That's not what our cruise is about.
All right, well, okay, I understand that. This cruise is going to have mothers who can't be with their kids.
That's correct. They either can't be or they don't want to be because the kids continually harangue them over the past. They bring up these things we're talking about. They want to argue about it. They want to fight about it, or more to the point, they want to just have a moment of sheer tension in the house throughout the entire Mother's Day, so that there is no peace. That's not what we're about at On the Go with Colleen, Kristen, and Brewster, and I told you that. So what we want to do.
Hold on, because this is getting to the point of. This is getting to the point of what I'm trying to say. You say that these are women that cannot be on, they cannot be with their kids on Mother's Day because of all of this pressure. But you are aware of the pressure, and you have an opportunity to be with your mother on Mother's Day rather than put her on this cruise.
No, well, that's just it. I am aware of the pressure, but I still cannot be with my mother. I can't really, the thought of being with my mother, whether it's Mother's Day or any other day, is not a pleasant thought. And unless we can put her on a ship, on a cruise ship, where we have lots of people to interact with, and we have, and my brother Ben is the same way, it would not be comfortable for us to be with our mother on Mother's Day, given what she's done to us, given the scars that she's left, and given some of the really, truly horrible memories that we have of the things that she did. But here we have an opportunity to go out and to work and to make some money, and at the same time, to whatever extent it's possible, honor our mother. It's not a very pleasant thought, but at least we'll be there with other women, other mothers that we can talk with and take our mind off of really the horrible things that our own mother did. But we do want to have our mother on this cruise because we feel it's important to honor her, and we feel it's important that she have this day, Mother's Day. And
all right, but what you're saying here is
but we do feel it's important, Bill.
No, but what you're saying here is it's Mother's Day, and your mother deserves to have this day, but you can't bear the thought of being with her.
Because of the horror that she put us through, yeah. And my brother Ben, too, you know.
Okay, so because your mother put you through this, quote, and you're using the word, I'm not using it, horror, and the sadistic things she did.
Yes, well, I know, but I'm not, it's On the Go with Colleen, Kristen, Brewster is called that for a reason. We're proactive. And
no, I know you're proactive, but you can't be that proactive. If you're saying, my mother put me through all kinds of horror, and...
Oh, Bill, can you hang on for a minute, because we're going to toast. We got Sherry Bridges here, and Megan Duffy's here, and I want to toast, and we're doing a toast to Megan. This is Megan's 43rd birthday, and I want to toast, and I'm on the radio right now on the Phil Henry Show that is going across national, all over America, and on the Internet, too, and I want to toast Megan, and we love you, and thank you for helping us put together Easy as She Goes Cruises. Drink up, everyone. Oh, that was fun. All right.
So that was your partner, huh?
Yeah, that's Megan. And so we're going to have to let her go on Monday. I think she's aware of it. I'm not sure. I think Ben's going to tell her.
She's going to be fired.
No, we're going to let her go with the proviso that we'll bring her back. That's not fired. We're laying her off a little bit. We're giving her some. We're giving her notice pay and some severance pay. But getting back to your comment, Bill, the horror and the sadism that my mother put me through will not leave me anytime soon. The physical scars that my mother has left. I walk with a slight limp today. There's a question as to whether I'll be able to have children or not, all because of what my mother did. So it's not that I'm up...
Good Lord!
Well, it's not that I'm not mindful of these things, Phil. It's that Easy as She Goes Cruises is not going to look at them. Easy as She Goes Cruises is going to ignore that, and On the Go with Colleen, Kristen Brewster is going to ignore that, as is my brother Ben, who's an employee.
So you remember this, but your travel agency does not.
Not. My travel agency is here to honor my mother and all of these other mothers.
But what I'm saying is there's a split. It's a very interesting concept, but there seems to be a split here.
Well, we're not civil, Phil. I know what my mother did, but Colleen Kristen Brewster Cruises is more professional. I may not have children, Phil. I've got a scar. I don't want to be graphic, but I have a scar down there. And there's other things that my mother did to me. One leg is shorter than the other one. But I put all of that aside as a member of Colleen Kristen Brewster on the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster.
You have just described to me some horrible, horrible injuries that your mother inflicted on you. and I don't know how you forget them. 877-876-7445, 877-876-7445. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show with Colleen Kristen Brewster, who's having an easy-as-she-goes cruise for abusive mothers. She figures, let's move forward. Forgiveness is the best thing, even though she has terrible injuries. You heard her saying she may not have, be able to have children as the result of what her mother did to her. And she has a noticeable limp, as well as burn scars.
Wow. Phil Hendry.
877-876-PHIL. Famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. On the line with me, Colleen Kristen Brewster from the Colleen Kristen Brewster Travel Agency. And we're discussing with her her upcoming cruise, which is the Easy As She Goes cruise. This is going to be happening on Sunday. And it will involve an invitation to abusive mothers, really.
And you know, you were asking some pretty good questions, and I think I gave you the tenor of what this cruise is about.
I understand that.
You know, we did not, really, I didn't want to come on your program, Phil, and have the cruise subjected to a kind of a critical scrutiny. I understand that you have a feeling about it, and I certainly do not think that you know, you should be kept from your feelings, but we want to talk about our cruise in a proactive way. Again, keep in mind that both myself and my brother Ben, who works for On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster, is one of our cast members. We were both very badly abused by our mother. I will tell you that while Ben does work with the public and works with the public during our cruise, my brother Ben was disfigured by scalding water. So there is a portion of his face that is very badly scarred. We try to keep him, you know, in the background.
Oh, my God. And are you sure your brother is okay with this?
No, my brother is fine with this. And to suggest otherwise, I think, takes it off point. On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster is proactive. And it's about doing things that are going to make people... Can I get into the champagne? That are going to make people feel good about their mothers, regardless of the horror, the nightmare, the sort of gothic or even black nightmare that a mother or a father or bad parents can put their kid through.
The horror, you use words... as if this is exactly within your memory.
Again, Phil, I don't want to talk about it, not in the way that you're talking about it. I've given you all the information that you will ever need. My brother is a happy man today. He's going to be working with us on the cruise.
You said that your brother was disfigured by scalding water.
Yes, he was. And if my brother is able to work on this cruise with these abusive women, these women who may have been guilty of... For all I know, they could have been guilty of capital crimes, murder. We're going to do the best we can for these women who don't have a family this Mother's Day.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Oh, I'm having a very difficult time, and I'm sure you can well imagine, Ms. Brewster, celebrating mothers on a Mother's Day cruise that disfigured a son, left a daughter with a limp and a scar where she may not be able to have children. And you may be reminding people of things that they went through.
Well, Mr. Hendry, I'm not reminding them of things of what they went through. You're reminding them by asking these questions. On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster is about, it's about enjoying life. It's about loving life. If you think of the name of our company, it's about love. And for you to suggest otherwise, I think, is disingenuous.
All right, let's go to Herb. Hi, Herb. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Colleen Kristen Brewster. Go ahead.
Phil, I'm very grateful you've taken my phone call. Ms. Brewster, how are you?
I'm doing well, Herb. How are you?
I'm not well, and I'll tell you why I'm not well. I agree with Mr. Hendry. You know, I have to give you a little background on myself.
Well, if this is going to denigrate into a discussion of whether or not we should be having the cruise, I really don't want to talk about it.
You have the courage, miss, to at least listen to me.
Well, I don't...
Do you have the courage to at least listen to me, miss? Because I have held on the phone line here for quite some time. My mother was abusive to me. And if you're talking about a cruise, if you were asking me to go on a cruise...
Why don't you have your mother come on our cruise?
Well, I was going to... If you were going to ask me to go on a cruise with my mother, how do you feel about a man that rapes his own mother?
That is absolutely horrible, and we would never countenance that.
Well, that is what you'd be inviting onto your ship.
Well, that is absolutely horrible, Herb, and I think there's a lot to work through there, obviously, but I think it can be. And I think if you allow yourself to just be mired in all of that negativity, obviously that's going to happen. And
no, this is not about me miring myself in negativity. This is about a man that would gleefully rape his own mother on board your ship. Now, I wonder if the cruise line would have, what would they say?
Are you talking about indemnifying our company or indemnifying the cruise line? Is that what you're saying? Because I'm way ahead of you, Herb. I'm not in business for 12 years.
Oh, you're way ahead of me, are you? So in other words, what you're saying to me is, allow me to just say this. What you're saying to me is the following. I'm on the radio right now. I'm on the Phil Henry Show. And by the way, just so you know my background, Phil knows who I am. I was in Atascadero Psychiatric Hospital for 8 years because of child molestation and violence against women. Now, how does that sit with you?
Well, I'm very aware of those crimes. I know that people commit them. It's not going to keep me from having you on my cruise ship or your mama.
And by the way, I don't call her my mama. I call her mother. I don't even get... And what I'm saying is this.
All right, mother.
Yes, but if you don't mind, I call her mother. No one else. You can call her my mother.
All right, my mother.
Are you being smart now?
Okay, let's just move along with this.
I was just making a joke, that's all. I'm sorry.
Well, I don't need your joke. What I'm saying to you is this. If the cruise line knows that you invited on board your cruise ship on this Easy As She Goes, and I have to tell you, I am so warped as a human being. I've been in a psychiatric hospital. I hate my mother because of what she did to me. And when you say you've got a cruise called Easy As She Goes, do you know what I think of?
Oh, let me guess, Vaseline?
You're right, I do. So in other words, you're well aware...
Are you aware of what it is that could happen on your ship?
No, I'm not well aware of what it is that could happen on my ship. I know what might happen, and on our cruises, Phil, on the go with Colleen Kristen Brewster, you can call it silly, but we like to sprinkle a little bit of fairy dust on everybody that comes on board, so that people have a much more pleasant time. But I know the sickness and the depths of depravity and the darkness that some minds go into. My mind went there for a long time, as I'm sure Herb does.
Yeah, well, okay. Since you're very familiar with when I hear Easy As She Goes, yes, that's what I think of. Now, how do you suppose the cruise line is going to accept all of this information when they find out that I came on board your ship, I might have raped my own mother and then thrown her overboard, and you knew all about it all along? Do you think you might be sued? A little bit.
Well, just because you're doing impressions from Carlito's Way right now doesn't mean that I'm completely stupid. When you go a little bit, I've seen that movie, and I know it's real hardcore gangsta. But what I'm saying to you is simply that...
I'm not trying to be a hardcore gangsta. I am talking about...
Come on, let her finish, will you?
Well,
You were doing a little bit of a smart-ass thing there.
Phil, the only thing I want to say to Herb is this. If you bring your mother on board our boat, I guarantee there won't be any thoughts of those kind in your mind. You will want to enjoy a champagne brunch, and do you know about brunches on the go with Colleen Kristen Brewster?
I know about brunches. I don't know about on the go with Colleen Kristen. I doubt very seriously, Colleen, if we would even be at brunch. I think by that point I would probably have my mother bound and gagged, and be dragging her dead body out of the stateroom.
Oh, you know what? I don't think so, Herb. I think that when you get on board our ship...
No, I think so. I think so.
And you're not even on board our ship yet. When we sprinkle you with some of the fairy dust of the on-the-go Colleen Kristen Brewster, and...
See, first of all, I can tell you, the way you're talking now makes me want to put my hands around someone's throat.
Now, that's the way I'm talking. A lot of men say that to me. The first thing they say when they go out with me is they say, you know, when I talk to you on the phone, I really wanted to strangle the life out of you, but now you're delightful. And I think you'll find me to be very delightful.
Oh, is that right? Well, Phil, I want to say something in all responsibility. You know I'm a criminal. You know I've been in prison. If this woman invites me and Mother on board her ship, Mother, you know Mother.
No, I don't know Mother, but I know that you have had issues.
Had issues? Had issues? Mother wanted to marry me. Do you understand that? Mother insisted that I take her to my first prom. Mother insisted that she be my first wife. Mother insisted that I, quote-unquote, take a look at him so that I would have something to live for.
All right, I don't need to hear this. God, do you hear what's going on here, Colleen? This is the kind of nightmare that people have lived through. Why would you, with this cruise, why would you want to resurrect this?
No, we are not resurrecting. I feel very confident. We've had our Easy As She Go cruises before. We had a man who came on board our cruise. This is a man who had serious issues with his own mother. In fact, he had been in a psychiatric hospital because he had dreams. He had dreams, Phil, of killing his mother and dismembering her and feeding her to fish. But Mr. Toomey came on board our cruise with his mother, and it was a wonderful cruise.
Did she say Toomey?
Are you talking about Randall Toomey?
Yeah, I've talked about Randall too. I know he's in the nut house now.
No, he's not in a nut house. He's at Atascadero. I know Randall Toomey. He did exactly that to his entire family.
No, I know, but not to his mother.
But what difference does it? Not to his mother. You know, this woman is, she's killing me. She's killing me. You're saying...
Colleen, you know this man slaughtered his entire family and used them as bait.
He slaughtered his entire family, used them as bait.
I know, and he caught a record-setting sea bass. I know. We read about it in the newspaper, and I said, I was very upset, obviously, by the crime, but I said every cloud has a silver lining. It doesn't seem like a lot. In fact, it seems rather, almost, as you mentioned, Phil McCall, but to see that trophy fish that he caught, there was something about that that I thought was very in keeping, I think, with the very positive vibrations and the positive feeling of on the go with Colleen Pritter and Pritter. And hold on, Phil.
No, I'm not holding on. I got to take a break here. Herb?
Well, Phil, if you can hear with this woman, she is distracted. She's having champagne toasts. She doesn't hear me.
Would you really do that?
Do what?
If you went on board that ship?
Are you listening to this woman, Phil? If you're listening to this woman, there's no way I could go on a ship with this woman and not kill Mother. There's no way I could go on a ship with this woman and not kill Mother and throw her overboard. There's no way. So I think that really what this woman is saying is irresponsible in the extreme. And
I got it back. We got another bottle of Moet. We got another bottle of Moet. I thought they ran out of the Moet Chandon, Phil, but they didn't.
Okay, we're going to take a break.
Thank you, Phil. And Herb, I'm so sorry about Mother or your mother or my mother. And
My mother.
About your mother, but I can guarantee you if you come on the cruise, you and Mom will enjoy your time together. I can't guarantee that it won't lapse back into that sexual dynamic. But I also have to say...
All right, I got to cut her off. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Colleen Kristen Brewster and the Easy As She Goes tour, whereby abusive mothers are invited on board the ship. That's how they're going to spend their Mother's Day. They might have abused their kids. In Colleen's case, her mother left her with one leg shorter than the other and her brother's face disfigured. But hey, they're having Mom on board their ship on Mother's Day. Wow. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. On the go with Colleen Kristen Brewster is a travel agency out of California. She is, Colleen is with us, the owner of On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster. Very unusual travel agency from at least the standpoint of this Mother's Day cruise. The Easy As She Goes cruise that you are sponsoring, Colleen. And I know in tandem with some of your partners, and you've been talking about, there have been all kinds of very disturbing things here.
Well, Phil, only disturbing to people. You know what I think is interesting, Phil, if I could say?
Go ahead.
I think it's only disturbing to people who are judging. My mother, I'm the one who was subjected to the abuse. My brother Ben was subjected to the abuse, and Megan was. And a lot of our partners and a lot of our frontline partners and our Celebration 2011 and 2012 partners, a lot of them were abused and raped by their parents. And
Did you hear what you just said?
I'm sorry?
Did you hear what you just said? A lot of our Celebration 2012 partners were raped by their parents. These are partners of yours in your cruise business.
That's correct, Phil, but on the go with... You have to understand, on the go with Colleen Kristen Brewster is a proactive. We move forward, we don't look back. My brother Ben was disfigured by scalding water. I have one leg shorter than the other. My mother did a lot of things that were criminal to us, but my mother is going to be on the cruise on Sunday because she knows that... That she alienated her children. This is a chance for her to have a pleasant afternoon and still be with her kids, but not really have to suffer a lot of the judgment.
Well, that's a woman that I think should suffer judgment.
I feel I know, but, you know, I don't really want to go into it anymore. I've got my brother Ben here. Ben probably suffered more than a lot of people, and yet he is still very much a part of... Hi, Ben. Come here, honey. Ben is here, and he's been with us at our celebration here tonight for Megan. Ben, you are you looking forward to seeing Mom on Sunday?
I was, yes.
Okay, and what...
Hold on for a minute.
Excuse me, so wait. And when you see Mommy, are you going to be happy? Okay, Phil, that you can see...
What happened to him? Is that Ben, the guy that we're...
What are you laughing at? Ben does a lot of our flyers. Ben does a lot of our artwork. And
What happened to him?
I told you he had scalding water thrown on his face. And
no, but I mean, he can't speak.
Well, he doesn't speak because he's had to wear a mask, and that the doctor explained it's what's called Phantom of the Opera Syndrome. And in Phantom of the Opera Syndrome, he looks in the mirror and he sees a mask on his face, and he starts to sound like a ghoul. You're not really a ghoul, are you, Ben?
No.
Have him speak up.
No, I'm not really a ghoul. I was just making fun.
See, he was making fun.
Ben, let me talk to you for a minute.
Mr. Henry, what's up?
No. Talk to me with your regular voice.
Yes, sir.
Why do you go,
Well, it's called Phantom of the Opera Syndrome. I don't know if you're familiar with it. In which I throw myself in there and I look like ghoulish, you know.
Well, you have a British accent.
Yes, I was raised in Great Britain. I went to boarding school there. That's my father, but my father finally took custody of us when I was in my middle school years.
And was Colleen with you?
Oh, give me that back. No, Colleen, I must tell the truth.
No, I wasn't. I was with Mother, and I was abused.
Lying. You know you're lying. Yes, she was abused, but she spent much of...
No!
You are a whore. You know that. I'm telling you. Colleen Kristen Brewster's a whore.
Oh, my God. I knew he was coming to this.
Wait, what is going on?
Hold on. Get him. He's throwing out the back way. Get him.
Hang on. You'll never get away with it, Colleen. Never. Yeah, I like this.
Yeah, this is my kind of party now, Phil. I got him. Phil, I'll talk to you in a little bit, okay?
Well, what are you doing?
Really, it's none of your concern. Yeah, this is going to be a real good party now.
The cow. He's nothing more than a cow. You'll always be a cow. You'll always be Mommy's little cow. There's nothing you can do.
See what I got here?
What?
Scalding hot water.
Doesn't scare me at all. Doesn't scare me. Go ahead. Disfigure the other side of my face. You think I care? I'm already a monster. A monster.
Oh, boy. Every time he does this.
Every time he does it? You know what? You got real problems. No wonder I haven't talked to you in 10 years.
Oh, Phil, get off your high horse, okay? So, you told everybody the secret about me not having really been abused by Mother, but the fact that I had a sexual relationship with Dad.
I never told him about that, you loudmouth, stupid slut. What a slut!
Wait a second. Were you lying about your mother?
Yes, I was.
But you had a sexual relationship with your father?
Yes.
He married her, Phil. Married her. The filthy cow man.
Get her back on.
Help, I can't.
Get it back. Get them back on. God, help me. Who am I talking to?
Yes, this is Ben.
Where is Colleen?
I'd please have it right now, yes.
I have to give a statement to the police.
There was never any real danger, Phil. There was never any real danger. Colleen, when she has too much champagne, loves to trot me out. She loves to lift up the mask and show the scarring. And I thought that I would turn the tables on her tonight. I thought they did quite a good job, eh, right?
Well, when you turned the tables on her, you're claiming you told the truth that she was not abused by her mother.
No, she's never abused by our mother. I was abused by our mother, and I was taken by my father. And our mother was committed to an insane asylum. That's what they called it then.
You mean a psychiatric hospital?
No, I refuse to call it that. She was committed to an insane asylum. As far as I know, she's still bouncing off the rubber walls.
Are you going to have her on this cruise?
I wouldn't have that cow on a cruise that I'm on if she was going to leave me an inheritance well into the gazillions. I wouldn't have her around. Now, Colleen is under arrest.
Well, what happened to Colleen as a kid, then? Was she abused by her? She wasn't.
No, not by her mother. Our father sexually abused Colleen, wanted to marry her. All of those things I heard that Anna Champ, what was that champ's name?
Herb Sewell.
Yes, her. It's quite an interesting, rusty conversation, eh, what? Anyway, I've got to go, son. I've got to go and talk here to the constable about Colleen. What a cow. What a perfect cow.
All right, well, thank you very much.
By the way, I'd like to get one of those shot glasses.
We'll be right back with Vernon Dozier on our Mother's Day doubleheader on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
And good evening. Welcome to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 on the East Coast. It's a news, talk, and entertainment show where we actually know what we're talking about and where truth, as we like to say, is our bitch. Welcome to the program. Tonight we will talk about, and I'm not joking, you know the name of the show. If you followed Toddlers and Tiaras, you know the spinoff is Honey Boo Boo. And we're talking about a little girl by the name of Alana Thompson and her rather, her rather rustic family. Some people say redneck. Perhaps you want to use the term rural. We're going to talk with Stephen Bozell, whose own daughter, April, was a contestant in one or two of these kinds of contests. Austin Amarka joins us from Lancaster tonight to discuss the Mars Curiosity program. A reminder, we're online at philhendryshow.com, and tons of things happening over there these days. First off, we're giving away a free year, one free year of listening in, one free year of a backstage pass where you can access the largest archive of audio and media of any radio show anywhere in the world. We have it, and we'll give you a free year of access if we draw your name. You register by going to twitter.com/PhilHendryShow and hashtag BSP. Hashtag BSP at twitter.com/PhilHendryShow. Or you can like our fan page at Facebook. It is facebook.com/PhilHendry, PHANS, fans. All right. Stephen Bozell from Corona, California, on the line with us this evening. And let me just get into this, Steve. Maybe it's just a little bit sideways because there's an awful lot that people need to know, but we're talking about at these beauty pageants for young people, for little girls, right?
Yes, sir. It's a beauty pageant, beauty poise pageant for young girls. They're not toddlers. They're post-toddler age, anywhere from, they can be anywhere from 3 to 7 years of age.
How old was your daughter when she was involved?
April Jr., her mother was involved in that, but she was a little bit older. She was 7, 8 years old. They also have, obviously, a pre-adolescent category. They have a adolescent category and on up the line. It's been a while since I've been involved in it, but we did have a great success, and we're very proud of Fathers in Support of Pageants, which was an organization that I started.
Now, what is that?
That was primarily men. Mothers who bring the... Mothers are generally the ones you see, especially this child, this little girl, Alana Thompson. Her mother is very prevalent and present in the television shows, and we felt that there were, I think there was a benefit to having the fathers there as well, because after all, it's quite an undertaking, I think.
Well, I think it's, and you know that there is a great deal of criticism about these kinds of things.
I think it's unwarranted. I think it's unfair. I think that there are some parents, there's no question about it, there are parents that take it to the extreme.
You know, some of the costumes.
Well, I don't think that is the norm. We've seen there's a tendency for a lot of parents to want to give a more mature look to a little girl, and I agree with you, Mr. Henry. I don't want to see that. I would much rather see her in her own natural. I guess you could say at the stage of her life that a child would be at. What kind of presence and what kind of poise and presentation does she have? So it's more in context.
All right. So let's get back to this show. For those of you listening in, we're talking about what's been the talk of the really the talk of the Twitterverse, and it's also an extension of something much larger, or perhaps something that is better known by people, which is the Toddlers and Tiaras TV show, as well as the entire beauty pageant discussion for little girls. Now, I've got the article here. The show debuted on TLC. It's called Honey Boo Boo, something like that. And the show is basically about this one little girl who is a sort of breakout star on the program. And let me just find it. Here comes Honey Boo Boo. That's the name of the show. Steve, I got this this article in front of me. Did you see this?
I'm not sure which one you're talking about.
This is an ABC report. It says, Honey Boo Boo is back and beckoning all viewers to redneck-ignize her. In her new reality TV show, Here Comes Honey Boo Boo. The first two episodes of the show premiered on TLC Wednesday, debuting Toddlers and Tiaras breakout star Alana Thompson.
I didn't see that, no, sir.
Okay, better known as Honey Boo Boo and her Georgia family. You know, that's just us, says the mother, Alana's mom, June. For the most part, that is us every day. She's talking to ABC News.
I recognize, I know who she is, and I recognize what the basic dynamic of what you're talking about.
So there's nothing here that I'm reading that surprises you?
No, it's all the same kind of you know, self-promotion and in many ways self-aggrandizement, if you want to put a big word on it, and I think that's the biggest problem, I think, is these women who have these little girls, and the criticism and that they
well, it's almost like a chip off the old block, like they want their daughters to be something that they weren't.
Yeah, I think so, and that's why when we started Fathers for Pageants, we wanted this to be the fathers were going to guide the children, and the fathers would be involved in organizing and taking the kids to the pageants and supervising them during the pageants and then taking them home, because the mothers were, you know, we felt after we had the initial meeting I had with most of the fathers that were involved in these pageants that we were involved in, agreed that the mothers we're not able really to shepherd and guide these children, since a lot of them want to be, you know, they want to be, you know, they want to be the kid, you know, and they want to be on stage and think everybody loves them. I mean, that's you know.
I mean, that sounds like a pretty pathetic psychology right there. You see a lot of that?
Well, you don't know. I mean, I've seen it. If you ask me, I see a lot of it. I've seen enough of it to say that we as fathers want to take over and not take over, but push out some of these mothers that tend to embarrass the kids. And also, I think a lot of these mothers tend to foster or further the oppression of these toddler pageants as being, you know, these very freaky, kind of a freak show thing.
All right, Steve Bozell is with us talking about the little girl beauty pageants that has gained more exposure and I suppose, more popularity or currency with the debut of a TV show last night called Here Comes Honey Boo Boo. This is the name of a little girl named Alana Thompson, who was a, quote, breakout star, or one of the more interesting little girls on this show, Toddlers and Tiaras. Her mother, June, I think, told ABC News that we're just regular folks.
Notice also that the first name, the last name, the first name of the little girl is different from her mother's last name. And
the first name's different.
I'm sorry, Phil. I meant to say the last name is different from the mother's last name. So there's, if you are looking for your, if you're looking for kind of I guess if you want to call it your hillbilly connection there, or you're looking for evidence of a, you know, not a very, not a very, upstanding representation for the beauty pageants. I think that's there.
Do you resent, and do other fathers that you've talked to resent, other parents, do you resent the fact that the exposure, the notoriety, the fame is being garnered by a family, a little girl from a family that is, you know, kind of just regular old Southern, you know, folks?
I mean, you're being polite. You want to say redneck.
Well, I don't know that I want to say redneck. I don't know what I would say. Redneck to me is always has always conjured a connotation of something a little negative. I know that it's not, and I probably need a better definition. But I'm saying these are just kind of real lower middle class Southern people, kind of salt of the earth.
Well, I think you're being kind. I'm not criticizing them, but I think that when you put a face on the teeny toddler. Pageants, and it comes out looking like this little girl's mom, and I think it's bad, and I think really the fathers need to take a hand in, because you have these mothers that want to be on the beauty pageant, and the other thing, Phil, that needs to be recognized is the fathers are going to be far more adept or far more qualified at judging what kind of clothes the little girl should wear in terms of impressing the judges. Now, that's a very, very dicey situation, because, you know, the mother is not going to want to put the little girl into anything that she feels perhaps looks too extreme, although some of them do. A father is going to be a little bit more, you know, conscious of what's going to work, you know. And I don't want to get in trouble, you know.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, I'm talking about, if they need to do a little, if the little girls, if to win the pageant, if they need to do a little hip shake or put on a little, you know, a bathing suit or something like that, a father is, and the Fathers for Pageants, the organization that I head up, we're more likely to say, okay, go ahead and let's do it. Let's get this done and get it over with, because you know that that's going to wear it.
And you're saying, well, the mothers would not?
I think the mothers are more likely to push back against it, yeah.
Well, that's probably where you're going to run into some opposition, huh?
Well, no, because after all, we are the fathers too. So we have some say, and if that's what we say needs to happen, then they're going to have to at some point listen.
All right, Stephen Bozell with us here as we talk about these beauty pageants for little girls. You know, the Toddlers and Tiaras thing, and now this Here Comes Honey Boo Boo show on TLC. His organization, Fathers for Parents, they're advocating moving the mothers out of the support role and moving the fathers in, because the mothers are up against a couple of handicaps. One, some of them may actually see themselves in the pageant, meaning they're funneling a lot of themselves through the little girl. And number two, they may not be very likely to make the hard decisions on what the little girl should wear that will appeal to the judges. And that's the part that I don't particularly like, the whole, you know, making these little girls into some kind of adult pageant contestants. 877-876-7445 is the number here at the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We'll be back with more, talking a little bit more here with Stephen Bozell, and take some of your phone calls later on. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show.
877-876. Whoops. 877-876-7445, world-famous Phil Henry Show here. Stephen Bozell is with us on the line. We're talking about toddlers and tiaras. We're talking about these little girl beauty pageants. And we're talking about the breakout hit Toddlers and Tiaras and what they hope will be another breakout hit. It's called Honey. Here Comes Honey Boo Boo. And this is a little girl that was on this show. Are you familiar with this family, Steve?
You know, I've seen them around at some of the events that we had taken our niece to. April, she stopped competing a couple of years ago. I had hoped that April would continue on into the Teen Miss pageants and so on, but unfortunately, she, you know, stopped. And so my niece has been involved. And what we've done with Jessica is we've taken her to some of these pageants, and I have told my wife, and I told Erica, who's my wife's sister, that if you really are serious about this and serious about winning in a toddler pageant, then you have to, at some point, take a, you know, and the old saying goes, my father used to say to me, you know, take a wise man's advice. So,
well, you're talking about the wise man would be you, huh?
I think so, sir.
All right. You know, I don't know that I'm all that interested in finding out what wins in these things. I think more I'm interested in what is the propriety of these events. I know they've been going on for a long time, and I know that there was probably a lot of negative coverage of these kinds of things after the death of JonBenet Ramsey.
Well, you know, and I understand that. And I said at the time that one of the problems we're having here, you saw what happened to that little girl, JonBenet Ramsey. We've got to get the fathers way more involved and get a lot of these mothers back them off, because here's what happens. I think the psychology of a lot of these mothers and the pathology, and I'm not a doctor, but I've studied up on it, because I was seeing my daughter, April, and now I'm seeing my own niece, Jessica. I'm seeing them losing these pageants and losing a pageant and losing and losing and losing. You can practice a girl. You can run her through the steps. You can run her through the things, the poise. You can practice the song she's going to sing, and you can do it over and over and over and over again. But I'll tell you right now, unless you've got someone who is really going to get that kid committed, she's going to lose and lose and lose. And that happened to my daughter, and that happened to my niece.
And who was that your wife?
Well, that was my wife and my sister-in-law. But when I got involved, and Jessica's father, Erica's husband, Dave, got involved, and we said, you know, basically we said the party's over, and we've got to work these kids and work them and work them and work them and work them and get them to a point where they are proficient, and they're going to go out there and they're going to get it done.
And I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
They're going to get it done.
All right. Well, what are the changes that you made? You know, because already we have...
Well, I mean, we just said the party's over, and we took these little girls, Jessica, and we said, now, if you want this little girl to win a pageant, look at this redneck, you don't want to call them, but look at these redneck here, these trailer people. They got this little girl, Alana, and she's got a personality, and she's got poise and beauty, and she comes from a bunch of rednecks. Now, if these people can do it, why can't we? So I told my wife that she needs to back up and let the men take over. And
well, all right, so it sounds to me like what you guys have brought to, and I don't mean to interrupt you, but I just want to...
that's okay.
All right, it sounds to me like what you and Dave, your brother-in-law, have brought to this beauty pageant thing.
Well, it's not a beauty pageant thing, Mr. Henry. It's a competition.
All right. Well, but it sounds like what you guys have brought to it is a lot of training, and
not only training, but you know, you've got to drill it. You've got to over and over the song that she sang. And I want to ask my wife, do you remember the song that Jessica sang? The sun comes out tomorrow. That's that one from Annie. You know that song?
Yeah.
We trained her, and my wife and Erica did not really do the job. They had the little girl practice it a couple times. They brought in some piano player that they knew. But what Dave and I did is we took this kid and we said, now you're going to sing this, and we went over and over and over and over. And when we thought we had it, we went over and over again. And you have to, you know, kids are a lot tougher than you think they are.
So you're taking, how old is the little girl?
She's six, but let me just say something before you, you know. 6 years of age, of course she's getting her food and she's getting her sleep. We're not, you know, but when it's time for her to practice for the beauty pageant and to go down to the beauty pageant that they have, when it's time for her to practice up so she's going to be ready for the beauty pageant that they're going to enter her in, I'll tell you right now, we're gonna run her and run her and run her until she gets that song right, because she had done it and she did it bad and she did it bad again.
Are you talking about the little girl? She didn't get the song right.
No, she did not.
And the mothers do not push these kids, is what you're telling me. I mean, that's what you're saying. The mothers don't push them.
Mothers don't push them because the mothers are imagining themselves being the kid. I think they more want to be in a beauty pageant, in a pageant like that. And also, as I said, we know what the judges look for. And the mother's not going to want to have a little girl in a unitard or... A unitard.
A unitard is that's you know what you're talking about with the unitard.
No, just one strap on the shoulder.
Right, I know, but I mean, some of them are, they're only meant to be seen from the waist up.
No, not that kind. Although that kind of thong, if you augment it with something like if you have a skirt that comes down. See, I can't really talk about this because you're going to think that. This is all about being a pervert, and no, it's not. It's about winning, knowing what the judges are looking for.
All right, but I mean, this is the problem that I've got, Steve. If you got a little girl, she's a 8 or 9 year old little girl. I don't know what the hell. Do you want to take a phone call?
Yeah, got a couple calls.
I just want. I mean, I've got a problem with the whole notion of little girls wearing any hint of a little girl being an adult. All right, tell you what, we have to take a break. We'll be right back with. Stephen Bozell here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Well, I'm not saying, you know...
Now, hold on, Steve. 877-876-7445. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be right back with more on this topic of the little girl beauty pageants and, the fathers taking them over and pushing the kids a lot harder than the mothers have.
Phil Henry. This is the world famous Phil Henry Show.
877-876 Phil, world famous Phil Henry Show, here with Stephen Bozell. Mr. Bozell is a father from Corona, California, and has been involved over the years in these beauty pageants for little girls, basically because you moved your wife or you insisted that you have some more of a say in it, right?
Well, it came about, Mr. Henry, because of the fact that my daughter was not winning anything. My daughter was not involved in... she was not winning any pageants.
All right, so you're talking about your daughter. You took over from your wife in the beauty pageant business.
What? Not the business, but my daughter was not winning. And my wife and the other women, I think they imagine themselves as being beauty pageant. I think if you look at this Honey Boo Boo and all, and that woman is, she's more about how, you know, is she going to be a star and.
So now you took over this thing, and your daughter, and now you have your niece. Are they doing any better?
Well, I didn't take over my daughter. Me and Dave, my niece Jessica, we've just now taken over management of her, and it's a whole other regime. We want to win. We're going to have, there's two pageants coming up, which is an Inland Empire Miss pageant. There's another one for the Salsa Festival. There's a number of them. And we're not going to give up until we win. And if that means, you know, you've got to get the kid, drill the kid, and just, you know, over, 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 you know.
All right, 877-876-7445. I'm going to go over to Bobby Dooley, who has talked about these kinds of things with us before on our show. And, Bobby, I know that you have at the Western Estates Homeowners Association, don't you have like a Little Miss pageant or something?
Well, we don't have a Little Miss. What we have, and good evening, Steve.
Yes, ma'am.
We don't have a Little Miss. We have a pageant that is what we call our Junior Miss.
Is it for little girls?
Yes, it is. I think that Steve makes a very good point. One of the things that we've tried to emphasize with our mothers and with our parents is that when you do have a little girl, of course she's a little girl, but you've got to give the judges something to anchor in. You have to give the judges some kind of a lifeline, if you want to call it that, or an anchor, or a tether to what. Why should they care about this child? Why should they care, Steve? And for instance, in your case,
I don't know that I need a lot of advice, ma'am.
I know, but you said you're not winning.
I think it's just a matter of we need to just get in there and,
I think this is interesting. So, Bobby, you're saying to Steve that they need to anchor the judge's attention.
Oh, if I could just say,
go ahead.
I think we just took over Jessica's pageants from her mother and from her mother and from my wife, and so we got to size it up and see just exactly where we stand. You know, we just got to take a look at, you know, if you will, what's left after they sort of dropped the ball with this. And what we do have is a very attractive little girl, but I think we've got to go one step further. I think we need to get her into some kind of clothing that is not going to exploit her sexually. No way would I ever allow that. And her father would not allow that. So we've got to get her into some kind of clothing that is not going to exploit her sexually, but is going to give the judges a reason to be there. You know
what? Well, what does that mean when you're talking about a little girl?
No, sir, it doesn't have to be anything.
It doesn't have to be anything all that. Relationship or anything like that.
Yeah. It can be something that is simply just cute. And I think Steve mentioned you give her a little this kind of a unitard you're talking about, Steve. It's sort of a thong.
Yeah.
But you cover it up with a sort of a sheer little skirt.
Well, you got a little girl walking around up on the stage then with her body exposed.
No, you do not. And you have to, you know, Mr. Henry, you really need to be careful. I was listening to you talking to Steve. You need to be careful because there are a lot of people who want to shut these pageants down, and they're looking for an excuse. And if you misstate what we're about, then you give them the excuse they're looking for. They'll say, "Oh, look, you're allowing nudity."
And all right, if I got something wrong,
Mr. Intercut,
go ahead. If I got something wrong, tell me.
Well, here's what you got wrong. Yeah, yes, she's wearing a unitard, and you're seeing she's going to see. I'm not going to see. It is kind of a thong, but you got on a sheer dress. And
yeah, the sheer dress is the reason they call it sheer.
Phil, hold on for a minute.
Well, but the reason they call it sheer, you can see through it.
Yeah, but hold on. Go ahead, Steve.
So you're looking, but then the lighting comes in. So you got a three-pronged attack here on, and the lighting is... it's not backlit, it's frontlit, so you don't see anything. And the reason...
Then why dress her that way?
Because from the audience, you can't see. From the judge's table, you can see probably just the legs. You can't really see anything else.
No, and again, it anchors the judge's attention. It gives the judge what we call in the beauty pageant business, it gives them a reason for getting out of bed that morning because...
not to interrupt you.
Go ahead.
You get a lot of these beauty pageant judges are going to come out, and they're going to say, "What are you wasting my time for?" And, you know, let's get it going. And
well, what does that mean?
That does sound offensive.
What I'm saying is,
what does that mean when a judge says, "What are you wasting my time for?" It sounds to me like he wants to see some sex show.
No, sir, not at all.
No, that's not true, Phil. But that was a bad way of putting it. The judge, I've had judges say to me, and I've judged a lot of these. And I've said to a lot of the mothers, I said, "Look, I know you mean well, but your daughter is out here, and I know she's only 6, 7, or 8 years old. I understand that. But you've got to come with some, you know,
something better than her just standing there in a clown outfit or something.
Exactly. So in one of the pageants, I had the mothers practice the girls doing a little, you know, a pole dance.
See, I don't approve of that at all, you know.
Well, you don't understand it.
You're not actually having them doing any... A pole dance, Mr. Henry, it doesn't mean what you think it means.
To me, it intimates something, and I would not be in favor of a pole dance, you know?
No, I understand that a pole dance represents sex, but it is something that many women are doing now. A lot of women are doing it. And a lot of women are getting involved in it for exercise, and a lot of women are getting involved in it for any number of reasons having nothing more to do with sex than the fact that at one time you might have seen it in a, some sort of a strip joint.
All right, 877-876-7445. Bobby, will you stay on the line with us?
Yes, of course.
All right, let's go to another phone call here. We got Ray on the line. Ray is calling us from out of state, I guess. Ray, how you doing?
Hi, Phil.
Hi. Where are you calling from, sir?
Phil, I'm in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma.
Oh, yes, sir. Go ahead.
To the lady, Ms. Dooley, right?
Yes.
All right. When you advise these mothers that they should have their daughters do something to keep the attention of the judge, did you say specifically for them? And if I sound emotional, I am, because I'm very outraged at what something Mr. Bozell said, and I'm trying to keep my cool.
What did I say, sir? I'd be happy to deal with it.
I'll talk to you in a minute. Did you say to these mothers to get your daughters out there and to do something to keep their interest?
Yes, I did, and I'm not backing off of that. I didn't say sex.
Did you say, though, to get a pole dance going?
I didn't say a pole dance. I think one of the mothers said that.
All right. Mr. Bozell, have you had your daughter, and I'll tell you why I'm emotional, Mr. Henry, and it may come as a surprise to you, that I am emotional because my daughter, Jennifer, who had competed in a similar pageant, it might have been the one in San Bernardino that you're talking about, Mr. Bozell.
Yeah, it was the Inland Empire, yeah.
Okay. My daughter had shown up with a pole that she had gotten at the exercise store and wanted to do a pole dance, and someone said to her, no, you don't, you can't, etc., etc., only to find out that Mr. Bozell and this woman, you have counseled that.
I can't speak for the organizers.
Okay. Well, you can't speak for the organizers when my daughter showed up with a pole to do a pole dance.
Wait a second. Hold on for a minute.
No, hear me out.
Hold on for a minute. You guys are arguing about whether or not your daughter get to do a pole dance.
Your grammar, Miss, you said your daughter get to do. So
I don't mean to make a big thing, Mr. Henry, but that sounds like that girl's fan. That Honey Boo Boo. And,
well, but can we stay on the point here? My daughter showed up with a pole, and they told her no. Now you tell me your daughter can.
Are you people actually seriously talking about 7-, 8-, and 9-year-old girls doing pole dances?
No, it is not sexual. I wish you'd really.
Hold on, Mr. Henry. Whether or not it's sexual at this particular point in the conversation, I'm not interested in. I want to know why it was my daughter was told no when this man Bozell and this woman Dooley are now counseling that it's perfectly fine.
I didn't tell your daughter she couldn't do a pole dance.
But you said you were at the very same pageant that you took over for. And this is why I'm very emotional about this.
So you're not upset that little girls are doing pole dances. You wish that your daughter did one.
I want my daughter to have the same opportunities that these two people, daughters, get on the day of... You remember the man in the movie Godfather who said on the day of your daughter's wedding, that's the kind of nervous energy that I've got right now listening to these two people.
And, all right, hold on, sir. I want to take a break, okay?
And to say that...
Hold on, put him on hold. 877-876-7445. Beauty pageants... Among the very small. This is a guy on the line. I don't know the world of toddler beauty pageants, but they're very competitive, obviously, and the three of them are now talking about... They're talking about stuff I'd never have a kid of mine do. Ever. 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 877-876-7445. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
I had a pole. I pulled the pole out of my car.
Yeah, I thought you pulled the pole out.
Phil, 877-876-7445. On the line with me is Bobby Dooley. We also have Stephen Bozell. Mr. Bozell is a father and a member of an organization called Fathers for Pageants. You're a guy that is, Mr. Bozell, you are actively supporting your daughter, not your daughter, your niece, correct?
Yes, sir. It is my niece, Erica, or Jessica. Her mother is Erica. Erica and Dave are my wife's, they're our in-laws, and my wife's sister is Erica. And
we have Bobby Dooley on the line, Ms. Dooley from the Western States Parent Teacher Organization. Bobby?
Yes, Phil. Can I make a comment about the last caller?
Go ahead.
The gentleman was upset that his daughter was not given the opportunity to do a pole dance. I don't think this is the time or the place to talk about whether his daughter got a chance to do it. I think we need to discuss the propriety of that. It is not sexual, and I want to emphasize that. It is simply a display of skill and a display of physical strength. And Steve, I know you can speak to that.
Yeah, that's why I took over the training. We took over the training of my niece and Dave's daughter, because the women were not adept at the physical training of that. If you want to have a girl do a pole, a little 9-year-old girl, she's not going to do no sex. But you want her to be physical, and you got to train her, and a lot of times these kids will cry, and a lot of times they want their mommy, or they want to, you know, you say to this kid, you know, and it's tough for me to say this, but say to this kid, you know, you're going to get this, or by God, I don't know what.
Well, look, you're not talking about Marines here, you know.
No, that's absolutely right, Phil.
Not training her like a Marine.
All right, but just saying drill it over and over and over and over again. I don't know. You're not talking about young men in boot camp. You're talking about a little girl in a beauty pageant. 877-876-7445. Let me go to Ray. Ray, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Steve Bozell and Bobby Dooley. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing? I'm coming in,
yes,
on the tail end of this conversation, but I just honestly think that there's a form of sickness to being able to watch, you know, a 7-year-old, 8-year-old, or 9-year-old dance on a pole. I mean, to me, you know, what's next? You know, is it a striptease? And just because you could do a striptease artistically, you should be able to put that in the beauty pageant? No. It's sick, and it's uncalled for. There's other things that you can do to show your child's talent other than having mm-hmm. them do splits and sliding down poles. That's for adults.
I agree. Bobby?
Well, I heard you say you agree, and I, you know, Steve's here, he's a father, and I know you would never want your niece or your daughter to do anything.
And I agree with the gentleman. When I say that you got to do something to get to wake the judges up, I'm not talking about a full sex dance, you know. I mean, you guys are taking this way far out. I'm talking about a little something.
What does a little something mean, you know?
Well, that's why I think you do need the mothers, because we're not going to demand as much.
I know, but I've got a niece that has lost consecutive beauty pageants, and she's getting... Can I just be honest, Mr. Henry?
Go ahead.
My niece has gotten her ass kicked in every beauty pageant she's been in over the last 2 years. She just gets her ass kicked. And we've got to do something. I don't know what it is.
And I understand. You're going to want to bring the pole dance out. You want to do the sheer, the unitard. And you want to give it a little bit of, what's the old term they used to
say? You call it the hoochie-coo, you know what I'm...
The hoochie-coo is not a word to use applying to little girls.
No, and that's why I don't want to call it that. But I'm just saying something to wake these judges up and get them out of the coma that they're in when my niece goes out there.
All right, 877-876-7445. Again, this is a world that I don't know anything about. Here is Vanessa on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Vanessa.
Hi. I was hoping that I could hear more about I'm sorry, uh-huh. I forgot their names. The gentleman uh-huh. and the lady who are in defense uh-huh. of these beauty pageants, they're
My
doing a terrible job of defending them.
Uh-huh.
And
uh-huh.
I would love for them to tell us more about how stripping is okay for little girls.
No.
How being partially nude wakes up the judges, and that's an okay thing. And the more they say,
uh-huh.
the worse it sounds.
Uh-huh.
And I don't, anybody needs to call in telling them how awful it is if they just keep talking.
Can I say something? First of all,
love for you.
I have sponsored our junior miss and our preteen beauty pageants and our summer tacklers and our four festivals throughout the year. Number two, what Steve was saying when he said the unitard, the lighting is everything. If you get a girl who goes out onto the stage wearing a pair of, she's in her underwear.
Wait.
May I finish, Mr. Henry?
Do you see what I'm saying?
I just want to ask.
We're talking about lighting. No. We are talking about lighting.
Yes,
I'm very aware about stage lighting. I am not a stranger to stage lighting or anything of that nature.
Are you familiar with beauty pageants for this age group?
I am. Since I was very little, when I could toddle, I was in pageants.
All right, ma'am. Did you win, if I may ask that question? Because I've got a niece.
I got second and third place medals.
Well, my niece has gotten that. I mean, that's not going to pay the bills, you know. That's not going to pay the bills.
Look, you know what I'm seeing here?
You don't strike your children out.
Here's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing what I call the Little League syndrome here, where you've got a dad who wants to be a Major League Baseball player, and he's sort of living his life through his son.
Well, that is ridiculous, Phil.
No, I see a lot of these mothers doing the same thing. They're,
uh-huh.
And then you ask of the children, these adult, you push them and push them.
Do I look like I want to be a girl in a beauty? You know, you may not like me, but I can assure you, I don't want to be a girl. I don't want to be a lady in a beauty pageant. Okay?
No, but you know what you're doing. I'll tell you what you are doing is that competitive thing's coming out.
All I said was I don't want my niece getting her ass handed to her every time she steps out on a runway.
Maybe
and
there's a reason
judges.
She loses. Not everybody is made to be beautiful in the way beauty pageants want them to be.
Okay,
people
right
are beautiful
there, right
in
there.
Different
you,
ways.
Yeah, see how you stepped into it? You didn't think you were going to step into it, but you did, ma'am. And I say that with all respect. You just stepped into
in
it.
Very different
what did
ways.
She step into?
She's saying that my niece, she's emphasizing you got to be beautiful, and you do.
In a beauty pageant,
and,
you have to look a certain way. You got to wear
and I
got to
get her out there, and if that means she goes out in her underwear, she goes out in her underwear. I'm not asking her to do a sex act.
Do you
and
see? And there
that,
he buried himself
what
again
is,
in that argument.
Why do you?
You
no,
got
no,
to
no,
strut
you
out
did.
In your underwear to pay the bill.
No, ma'am.
Come on, 9-year-old.
No, ma'am. No.
All right, we're going to continue this. We'll continue the conversation. Hang on the line here, Mr. Bozell and Ms. Dooley. And it's the world famous Phil Henry Show as we talk about Honey Boo Boo and the toddlers and tiaras and these little beauty pageants for little girls. We'll continue. 877-876-7445. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Shores, El Pacifico. Bill Hendry.
877-876-7445. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Another hour here, and we have held over Bobby Dooley and Steve Bozell from last hour. As we've been talking about the beauty pageants for little kids, this Toddlers and Tiaras / Honey Boo Boo. And Bobby is the president of the Western States Homeowners Association and a parent-teacher organization. Mr. Bozell is a parent with a daughter who had been in these pageants and now has a niece. And the management of this niece, the training of this young girl for these pageants, has been taken over by yourself, Mr. Bozell, and your brother-in-law, correct?
Yes, sir.
How has your sister-in-law, who's the mother of this child, and your wife reacted to that?
I think we had, like you know, you come to a point where you say to them, you know, I've seen my niece go out here, and she goes out to these beauty pageants. She was out, as I mentioned to you, she'd been at the Inland Empire pageant. It was one of the carnation festivals they had. They have a beauty pageant for the young misses for the Salsa Festival in Ventura County and so forth. And my niece, for 2 years, has never, ever, she had won anything. If I had Dave here, if I had her father here, he'd probably be a lot more, you know, explicit about it and say, you know, she ain't won you-know-what, S-S-H, you know.
Okay, all right.
And I said to her mother, I said, you know, you're doing a lousy job. Now, you kick it into second gear, and kick it into high gear and get it together and get this kid bringing home some ribbons or step out of the way and let us take over, and you're going to see something. Now, it is true that...
I don't think drilling this child is still said that she's not a Marine.
I know she's not a Marine, but she's going to sing that song, The World Come Out, or The Sun Comes Out Tomorrow, from Annie. And I said, you know, this kid's going to sing it, and she's going to sing it good, and not sing it like some girl singing at a talent show in the middle of Nebraska. You know what I'm saying? So...
Well, you want these kids to be professionals? I mean, is that what you're going for? A professional sound from a little?
I want my niece to get up there and show that she's got, and not sound like a girl, you know, some fat. I don't mean any defense by this, but some fat little girl, you know, some fat little girl in the middle of Texas or something at some beauty pageant, no one will ever hear about, no one ever give a damn about.
That is a good point. I mean, you want them to be remembered.
All right. 877-876-7445. I cut off Vanessa. Let me go back to her, and we'll take some more phone calls. We're on the line here with Stephen Bozell and Bobby Dooley, and essentially you guys are defending these beauty pageants for these little girls.
I don't want to be cast in the role of someone who is trafficking in sex.
That's an absolute insult.
No, I don't hear anybody saying that. I think what we're talking about is a propriety issue. What do you want these children to be wearing? What should they be singing, etc.? How should they be presented? Vanessa, go ahead.
Well, there's nothing inappropriate about what I do.
Okay, is Vanessa there?
I suppose that would be a matter of opinion, seeing that our preteens are becoming sexualized through the media. Right there with it. Let's put on more makeup than your mom has ever worn in her life. Smear it all over. So you look right in the bright lights that just have to be on you. Let's put you in your underwear because nobody can really see it because you've got to pay the bills like Mr. Bozell was saying.
Ma'am, you said you were in beauty pageants yourself. I would ask you, and I don't want to be offensive, ma'am, but did you strip down?
I'm sorry?
What kind of a question is that?
I'm asking the lady. She said she was in beauty pageants as a little girl. And did you get it down to your underwear? Or?
No.
Why would you ask? What? You know, I've got to tell you something.
Put me in my underwear. That is something that one of you said. Where if they have to be in their underwear in a sheer dress to get the attention of the judges, somebody's got to pay the bills and this and that and the other.
May I say something?
Go ahead.
I think you're overstating that a little bit. Let's not be overwrought. I mean, I think what he was saying was, if it was the difference between a niece, and I think Mr. Bozell indicated that his niece has been, she has not performed well, and you've got to push them through and get that blue ribbon. You've got to get them a win. Now, if it means it's underwear or no.
What do you mean if it means it's underwear or no? What does that mean? Because I'll tell both of you something right now. If I knew of any beauty pageant involving children where they were in their underwear, I would get the police.
Absolutely.
You know what? No, Mr. Henry, you're saying that so you can get the applause of your audience.
No, I'm not. I'm saying that as if it was a child of mine. That's what I'm saying. And they told her to strip down and walk around in her underwear, I'd call the cops.
So you wouldn't take it up with the pageant organizers?
No, I wouldn't take it up. All right, Vanessa, thank you very much for your call. 877-876-PHIL. No, I wouldn't take it up with the pageant organizers. Let's go to, I believe this is Jesse on the Phil Henry Show. Jesse, go ahead.
Hey, I'm calling up. I'm just for background. I'm 22 years old, and I was pretty shooken up when I heard the first guy call up, and he was all outraged, and I realized that he was outraged that his daughter didn't get a pole dance. And then I like what Vanessa has to say. No, hold on. I didn't interrupt you. I've been waiting on the phone for however long. So
I'm acknowledging you.
Just saying that there's... Uh-huh. And Vanessa called up and she said she was getting onto a good point but then missed it. She was going to say, well, you know, you're the guy who was talking about how his niece or whatever has been getting her ass kicked. Why not get her piano lessons or something? Like, I mean, does it have to be a beauty pageant? Obviously... She doesn't want it. What's going on here? Where's the responsibility? And how come the 22-year-old here is the one talking like this? What is going on here?
Well, I can answer your question, sir. This is Mr. Bozell. And first of all, you know, we started by talking about this television program. If you had seen Honey Boo Boo and I came out of that Toddlers and Tiaras. Now, that's the kind of stakes you're talking about. You're talking about a kid that got spun off into her own TV show. Obviously, the stakes are very high. And I know what you're saying, give her a piano lesson, this and that, and I would love to do that. But this is what she wants to do.
You sure?
Is it really, really, really what she wants to do? That's what I'm saying.
Well, I don't know what you mean by really, really, really. I mean, I asked her, do you want to do this, Jessica? Yeah, I want
like
to.
Like an absolutely 100% enthusiastic yes. I've always wanted to do this. This is what I want to do until I'm dead. Is Deep Beautiful? Is that what American society is? Is that that's what we're striving
for?
That's not
what she said. When I asked her, do you want to do this, she says, I want to do it with that Honey Boo Boo. I want to get like Honey Boo Boo.
She wants her own TV show.
Yeah. Is that supposed to be bad?
No. Get her some acting lessons. Take her to a union. Get her in background picture acting. Like, I mean,
she's going to be
in her underwear? Really? Like, I mean, come on.
For her. No, sir, but that's not fast enough for her. She wants it now. You know how these kids are.
And she's 8 years old.
You've got to be a parent, then. You got to be a parent. You kids don't get it. You know, you have to draw the line somewhere. Kids don't get everything that they want. And to say that she really wants to be in her own...
Oh, you're right. I totally agree with you.
Sure, I'm parents, but not you.
I've raised two children of my own. I understand what you're saying, but... This is a beauty pageant that where the payoff, it could be Oscar time. You know, it could be. That's what I'm saying.
But it's
so,
always Oscar time, though. I mean, you could just win the lottery tomorrow, but the odds are you're going to get struck by lightning first.
Exactly. You know, I mean, what exactly do you want to put this child through?
Well, I don't think we're putting it through anything.
No, I hear Mr. Bozell saying. Mm-hmm. Well, he's teaching her how to sing. I've heard his niece. She's wretched. She really is wretched singing. She's got a cute little walk.
Well, what does that mean, a cute little walk? It's an 8-year-old child. And when you say she's got a cute little walk...
It's something that the judges can anchor into.
Right, but the whole point is why should they be in a competition like that? If they're not a good singer, well, then get them some singing lessons. Like, if they're not... You know, I'm just saying, why does it have to be a beauty pageant when you're 3 years old, 4 years old? But what is the point of that, other than you getting the glory out of it? Because they're not getting the glory out of it.
Well, yeah, well, yes, they are. I asked her, I asked my niece, I said, you want to be Honey? She goes, yeah. I said, that's a TV show? She goes, yes. I said, well, that takes time. She goes, and she looks at me, because she's 8 years old, and she looks at me and says, well, then you better make it happen faster, as if this is something that has to do with me.
Yeah, but what this man's saying
sounds like just a real lack of parenting to me, and I'm only 22. I'm not a parent, and I'm a young guy. But I mean, why the hell, a little girl? It's ridiculous.
I'm just saying that's an 8-year-old girl nowadays in the year 2012 looks at her father or at her uncle and says, "You better get on a stick and get going because."
Well, then where's the parenting? What did your parents do to you when you asked them that? They probably smacked you.
Yes, that's true. My father took the buckle of a belt and would beat me over the head with it till there was blood. So I don't want to do that.
Right. Oh no, you don't want to do that, but you don't want to have your daughter dancing in underwear either.
No, sir, but if my daughter looks at me and says, you know, I want that Honey Boo Boo TV deal, and you better get it, you better make it happen. I mean, there's a real threat there.
What threat is an 8-year-old kid going to issue? That's what I can't figure out here. And I want to thank you very much, sir, for your call. All right, sir. Thank you very much. 877-876. Phil, we're going to take a break.
I don't understand what you mean. Mr. Bozell is simply saying that his niece and his daughter said, I want what Honey Boo Boo got, you know?
Exactly.
And either you make it happen or, you know, you're not happening. And nobody wants to hear their own child dismiss them that way.
All right, we may be speaking a different language here. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We'll be right back.
Truth is our bitch.
I want what Honey
the
Boo Boo got.
The Phil Henry Show.
Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Bobby Dooley, Steve Bozell, and your phone calls as we talk here about, as we continue talking here about the Toddlers and Tiaras beauty pageant, this phenomenon of beauty pageants for little kids. And Mr. Bozell, talking with you earlier, you said that the men have to take this thing over. That your wife and your sister-in-law were not doing the job, that your niece was not winning. Now you have her in her underwear.
Oh, no, I never said that, Mr. Henry. It was Miss Dooley.
To be fair, Phil, I brought up the underwear. I said, you gotta, if you are trying to win, it's very competitive. It's very competitive. And I have judged, I've been a judge of these. And you see these girls come out. Cute is one thing, but you know what? Every little girl is cute. Every little girl is cute.
That's right.
So you've got to come up with something else. You've got to have something that sets you apart. Are you, you know, it can be something as fun as, and now here's our little miss. We had a little Miss Moppet, or little Miss Moffat, I forget it. The little girl in the fairy tale, you know.
In the nursery rhyme.
Well, I thought it's a fairy tale, right?
It's a Mother Goose nursery rhyme. Little Miss Moffat sat on a, whatever it is.
Sat on the what? I don't.
No, you thought about the nursery rhyme.
In any event, I said, oh, here comes little Miss Moppet or Moffat, I forget the name. And she's got her curds and whey, and she has her, I guess she was sitting on a mushroom or something.
Mm-hmm. Or sat on something like that, yeah.
And she's in underwear. She's wearing cowboy boots. And
she's in underwear. So we're talking about almost like a striptease.
No, we are not, and I really resent that. I attached my name to this pageant.
That was your junior miss home that you had.
Yes, it was. And Steve, you were there.
Yeah.
And Steve and his wife were there. It was about a nursery rhyme, Mr. Henry, a nursery rhyme.
And the girl comes out in her underwear. That's all I'm trying to say. 877-876-7445. Teoma, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley.
Yeah, greetings. I was driving home from work. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
I was driving home from work. I'm a midwife, you know, so I deliver, deliver babies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, can you stop saying uh-huh? It really is distracting to me.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're saying it in the middle of what I'm saying, so, you know, it's not really an opportunity. It's an interruption.
It's a habit that I have. I'm simply trying to acknowledge that I'm hearing you.
Yeah, but it's distracting.
Yeah, thank you.
Fine.
So as I say, you know, I birth babies for a living, and I've never seen a baby that's not beautiful. You know, all of them are beautiful in a way that's more powerful and more important than the superficial, than their face and singing a pretty song. I just want to, you know, put that out there. And it's really, really important in this world, which is such a challenge to all of us, even as adults, and a challenge to children, too. It's very important, I think, to affirm that they are beautiful, that their souls are beautiful, that no matter what they do, what they win, we love them and we see them as sacred, and that we cherish them and that we love them. And what I'm seeing here is that maybe, I mean, honestly, when I started listening, I thought...
You can't really do a beauty pageant like that, you know. You can't run a beauty pageant like that, can you?
Well, I want to hear Teoma, what else she has to say.
It felt like satire. It felt like, is this Saturday night?
Yeah.
time.
Exactly. I mean, especially you, Mr. Bozell, telling me, Mr. Bozell, you're telling me that you move the women out of that.
Let me ask you a question, if you think this is a satire. There's an article here, 15 celebrities who are aging badly. Michelle Williams, Lindsay Lohan, the Jenner sisters. Women are aging badly. Women are looking worse and worse.
Right.
Why can't we, very early in life, get our children to begin to value their beauty and not look like a dime store hag by the time they're 10?
Hold on. But the,
wow.
You know, the part of the reason that they're aging so badly is that they're doing all this plastic surgery, is that really, you know, like working their face and body is so hard in order to squeeze the last drop of youth, quote unquote.
Yeah.
This culture overvalues youth and physical beauty, you know, and I think that to train these young girls, these little girls from this age, that is what we are looking for in them, is very dangerous. And I think that these kids are going to have problems. And I think that your child, your niece, when she says, yeah, I want to win this thing, is reflecting your values. This kid only knows what she's learned from you, so she's reflecting your values, and you're telling her.
Yeah, but she went even further, Tioma. She said to me, my niece said to me, you know, I'm counting on winning this. You better make it happen. And there's like almost, you know, she's almost like, you know, challenging me. And
well, so what? She's a little girl. She's not giving you directions.
When a kid looks at you who's 8 years of age, and you expect her to be 8 years old, and she looks at you and says, I want this more than life itself, and if you can't make it happen, I'm going to find somebody that can. She's talking like she's an adult. She's talking like an adult. And that's...
Well, you're pushing your her into an adult world, really, at this point, when she's a little kid. She's a little kid. She should be able to run around in her, you know, in all kind of raggedy clothes and get muddy and, you know, just not be thinking about the fact that, you know, her hair looks and swinging around.
I heard a girl at one of these pageants.
A pole is a phallic symbol, and a pole with a female's leg wrapped around it gives a message, and it sends a sexual message.
No, it's an exercise. A lot of women are doing it for exercise, though. But I heard a girl say to her mother,
women's legs wrapped around a pole sends a message. I'm sorry.
Well, at least they're not wrapped around some guy, you know.
Oh, come on. They're little girls.
I heard a little girl at one of our pageants yell to her mother this very phrase, get your ass in here. I would have smacked her.
That tells you.
Yeah, I would have.
You know,
all right.
Where the heads are at, really.
All right, Tioma, thank you very much for your call, and very good stuff. Good stuff to think about it.
You don't care about her call.
Yes, I do care about her call. I wanted to hear what she had to say. First of all, she's talking about...
Well, it sounded to me like, sure. And I know, Steve, did that...
Yeah, that's exactly how it sounded to me. And
I'm not blowing off anybody. One of the things the lady said that I thought had great value was when she talked about that kids are beautiful. And
children are beautiful, Phil, but if it was really true that all children are beautiful, then every child would be in, you know what I'm saying? You'd have nothing but kids in beauty pageants. You see what I'm saying?
No, I don't. No, I don't see what you're saying. You guys are the ones that have these beauty pageants.
Wait, what do you mean, you guys? What is that? It's almost as if you're being, it's racial.
It's not very racial.
It's not. You're the ones that are having beauty pageants, right?
The beauty pageants that we're having...
And you qualify kids for these beauty pageants, so you're the ones who are already setting the standard. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be right back on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show with more from Bobby and Steve Dooley about the Toddlers and Tiaras beauty pageants. Are they good for kids? And this Honey Boo Boo and all that. We'll be right back.
Honey Boo Boo.
Honey Boo Boo.
Phil Hendry. You're listening to the world famous
the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and we're talking here about this beauty pageant thing. Stephen Bozell and Bobby Dooley are News and Information Hour coming up next hour as well. And a reminder that we're online at philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com, where you can get a backstage pass and watch live streaming video of our show. We have a video cast each and every night on our website. We had a new podcast drop today. That's episode 28 of the Free Phil Hendry podcast. And we've got another one, episode 29, dropping tomorrow, as they say. Bobby Dooley and Stephen Bozell with us. And we'll go to another phone call here. We have Anthony on the line. Again, we're talking about the propriety of having these beauty pageants for little girls. Some of the things that you've talked about, Mr. Bozell, and you, Ms. Dooley, scare a lot of parents, including this whole getting into underwear stuff.
I didn't say get into it. I said, if it's a choice between that and your daughter constantly losing.
Anyway, go ahead, Anthony. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, I'm a father of two. One is a boy, and another one's a girl. She's my daughter, 2.5. And to be honest with you two, my 1.5-year-old daughter will look you two in the face and slap you for the stupidity that you're uttering out of your mouth. I'm sorry.
Well,
this is,
that doesn't sound like very good parenting on your part, sir, to have a kid.
Well, Steve, that's where you're wrong. If it takes pride from a parent to teach their children right from wrong. And if you really listen to exactly what you guys are saying, it would not make a lack of sense at all. And especially letting children ride around in underwear, that's not only just wrong, but it's morally morally irresponsible. But also the parents. Now, I grew up in an old-fashioned home. Now, if I were to even talk to my mother, especially how you guys say that these kids disrespect their parents and talk bad to them, if I even looked at my mom, she would backhand so hard my eyes would pop out of my head. Now, let me speak here, all right? Because I get offended.
Yeah, go ahead.
I get offended by people who ask, talk like that. And you know what? And I got the OBGYN, nurse, I'll tell you one thing, she's correct. That's good. That even aggravates me. I wanted to reach through that radio and just grab you.
What OBG? What is she talking about?
The one of the other callers didn't like you going, uh-huh.
Oh, my God. It's like we're in communist Russia.
Good. Listen, all right? It's disrespectful. It doesn't matter if it's a habit or not. I got habits, but you know what? I control it because it's called disrespect, all right? Now, I'm going to speak on the other gentleman there.
Well, I mean, you're not going to hold in like a belch.
Yes, no. You are. Yes, you are. You'll hold it. Anyway, go ahead. Go ahead, Anthony.
As far as there's a gentleman there, as far as how you were describing how you had to take over for your niece because your wife or your sister-in-law.
My wife and my sister-in-law were blowing it. My niece hadn't won a pageant and never even had one. And she sang it was horrible.
Now, I have a question. Did you ever stop and actually ask that girl, your niece, is the reason why she was losing because she doesn't actually want to do that? Now, coming from myself, when I was 8 years old, if my parents asked me, hey, you want to jump off a bridge with me? I said, yeah. You know what? Any child, no matter how old they are, they're going to do what the parent says. All right? The reason
I don't say that to her. I didn't tell her she's got to be in a pageant. I said to her, now look, if you're going to be in a pageant, you know, this is a whole new ball game. I said, you got Uncle Steve now. And I said, I know you never heard of Vince Lombardi, but I'm the next thing. I said, all I want you to do is follow my direction like you would the word of God. And
you're talking to an 8-year-old girl?
Yeah.
Now, you're talking of the word of God. Now, you're talking to an actual fellow Christian here, sir. Now, the way you speak and the way you talk, if you look into the actual words, you will break it every sin.
I don't believe I'm God. I don't believe I'm God. I'm just saying, follow my word as you would the word of Jesus Christ himself.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Out of the out of the 10 world's deadliest sin, what is one? Lust. What are you doing right now to little girls when I'm running around in underwear? That's considered lust in God's eyes. That's
wait a second. Are you kidding me? That's a little girl, man. You're going to get all...
There's weirdos out there, man. There's weirdos out there, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, I know.
And a little girl laying around in underwear? You don't know who's there.
I'm trying to give her every advantage to finally win a pageant for once and do something right in her life. This kid couldn't win.
You just said it yourself. There's a lot of
I've seen this little girl. She couldn't win. She can't win a ticket at the carnival.
So what?
You know what? You know what? I want to slap you to myself because you know what? That's so disrespectful to the child. You're putting that
slapping. I would love to say to this kid, get in there and win something, or I'm going to slap you. You know? And
I heard the girl sing. She sang "The Sun Comes Out Tomorrow."
It was
horrible.
A little kid? No. What you want to do is you want to be as a child. And
okay.
I sing "The Sun Comes Out Tomorrow" better.
Okay, I got to go. Anthony, your phone is gradually deteriorating there for me. I appreciate your call very much, though, sir. Good points that the gentleman's phone just seemed to be a little...
I had to... You know, I really resent that, Mr. Henry.
What about what the man was saying?
Hold on for a minute. I had to sit there and listen to that man's god-awful phone while you kept telling me to shut up.
I never said anything like that.
No, but I mean, Mr. Henry, that was, you know, this is Mr. Bozell, Mr. Henry. It's not Mr. Dooley, it's Ms. Bozell.
Yeah.
It sounded all, you didn't say that, but you might as well have said.
Exactly.
I mean, you were, you know, every time that guy said something, everybody got it. And
I never said to Ms. Dooley, shut up, whore.
But you might as well have said shut up, whore.
You people, just like that man said, you don't...
There you go again with you people. Don't you know that that is racism? You don't know that, do you?
No,
you guys are not only...
Now, you guys I can handle.
That's fine, but you are so stupid, you know...
Enough so that I don't have to sit and listen to this. I don't need this, okay? I heard when, what's-her-face, Arianna Huffington hung up on you, and the last thing she said to you was, I don't need this, okay? And neither do I, Mr. Henry. I'm the president of the Homeowners Association. Goodbye.
Can I say something, Mr. Henry?
Go ahead.
I'm still here.
I thought you hung up.
I have, but I'm listening to what you're saying.
Can I say something, Mr. Henry?
Yeah. Ms. Dooley. Ms. Dooley.
Yes?
I thought you hung up.
I did hang up, but I'm listening because I don't want to be talked about behind my back. Like I'm a streetwalker, or someone, or a drink whore, someone cadging drinks at some flea bag.
Good God, you really, you know, you.
I really what? I'm not going to be talked about that way.
We're talking about little kids. I don't personally care how you are talked about. I don't care what you think I said about you. I don't care what you think I think about you. We're talking about little kids and how they've been treated.
Can I just say something?
Yes, you can.
Letting you know I'm here.
You're there, but you did not hang up.
Can I say something?
Go ahead, will you?
Yeah, go ahead, will you, Steve? I can tell you something, Phil. I'm not going to put up with this.
Well, fine. You don't have to put up with it.
Can I say something?
Go ahead, say something.
And another thing, and...
Would you shut your sewer?
I thought I heard something. You know what? There must be something wrong with my ears. I actually thought I heard Bozell say, shut your sewer.
He did.
I did, ma'am, because you wouldn't shut your filthy sewer.
Okay, now I'm back on the air. There's no way that...
Oh, let's get real here.
No, there's no way. You know, I only wish I was standing in the same room as you, Mr. Bozell.
Ma'am, you didn't shut your sewer. And
what do you mean, shut my sewer?
You kept on talking when Mr. Henry told me that I could go ahead and say something.
Are you going to cry? Hey, Steve, boys.
Yeah, Mom?
Steve.
Yeah?
This guy that I'm talking to on the Phil Henry Show is going to bawl like a bitch.
Why don't you just shut up?
Okay, I'm not going to have anybody talked about that way, and you can just get the family...
No, hold on for a minute. Steve, get the boys. This is great. Turn the radio on.
Oh, now you're going to make a spectacle out of me?
I'm sorry?
I said, now are you going to make a spectacle out of me?
That's pretty funny, Mom. My family's enjoying you.
Okay, Ms. Dooley, this is Phil Hendry.
What?
I'm going to hang up on you.
You wouldn't dare.
All right, Steve, go ahead.
You hang up on her?
Yes, I did hang up on her. Go ahead.
Hold on. She called back.
I don't give a damn if she called back. You leave her on hold. You understand?
All right.
In fact, tell her I'm not going to take her phone call. Hang up on her.
She won't have any of it. She'll have none of it.
She'll have none of it. How do you like that?
Where'd you learn how to talk like that? Well, that's what she said. She said, I said, Mr. Henry don't want to have you. And
can I say something, Mr. Henry?
You hold on for a minute, Steve. What did she say?
She said, Mr. Henry, you don't want. And she goes, I'll have none of that. And then, you know.
So you're just quoting what she's saying.
Can I say something, please?
Hold on, Steve. Go ahead.
So then she said that, that she wasn't going to wait on hold. She wasn't going to be sitting waiting online like some waiter or some, you know, douchebag or something like that. And I said, well, in a lot of ways, the way you've been talking about Mr. Henry, you know, you have sort of, in a lot of ways, behave like a douche, you know. And then that's when she said that, well, she just felt that I was being unfair.
The hell was that? Steve. Steve.
I'm only kidding.
Real funny, man.
Well, I mean, you guys wouldn't...
That guy tried to shoot himself?
No, he said he's kidding.
It was something that...
You all right, man?
No, man. I was all right. Now I ain't all right. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. You know, I've heard more people tonight say, other than me, that if I was in the same room, I'd slap you. If I was in the same room with Steve, I'd slap him. I'd slap Bobby. I'd slap all those little kids, only because the whole conversation bothers me. I'd slap that little kid's mom, that honey boo-boo, whatever the hell she is.
Would you slap her?
I'm not going to slap honey boo-boo, but I'd slap her mom.
What about Sugar Bear?
Who is Sugar Bear?
That's the dad.
That's the dad. Yeah, I'd belt Sugar Bear, too. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show. He's
going to
be back.
He's our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
We're back here on the air, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Steve, you were talking off-air about something that your wife is going to be involved in. Are you talking about the Baja 1000?
Yeah, the Baja 1000 is an off-road race, and April has talked about entering that, and she wants to have as her co-pilot my daughter, April Jr., and... Well, I tell you I've got to get my niece to win a beauty pageant, because what's happening now is my wife is going to leapfrog over me with my daughter on stuff what she done, you know. And
what do you mean stuff what she done?
I'm sorry, I'm nervous.
Well, let's not knock his grammar.
No, but I don't know what he means.
Hold on. So, Steve, your wife and your daughter are going to be in the Baja 1000.
Well, that's what they're talking about. I've got an old Volkswagen, I got an old VW, and they wanted to get her brother and make the frame dirt ready, you know, off-road ready, and put some springs on it and work on the engine.
But this is going to be your wife, and how old is April Jr.?
She's 14.
I can't believe April Jr., you know.
That's my daughter's name.
All right. So what about that is bad?
I mean, think about it. If they go down there and they compete, my daughter, at the age of 14, goes to Baja, Mexico, and competes in the... Is she
going to drive?
No, she's just going to be a co-pilot. And
you know, that I'm a little bit familiar with that race. It takes a couple of drivers. Are you saying that your wife is going to drive the whole way?
Yeah, that's what she claims. But I don't even know they'll finish it so much as they just want the experience going down there as mother and daughter, you know.
All right, it sounds very interesting.
That sounds fascinating. So what is the problem?
I mean, think about it. I'm trying to get, I want to get a feather in my cap. Because if I can't even get my niece to win a lousy beauty pageant out here, they're going to have the, I told you they're having the talk of, it's the the one, Honey Boo Boo. In fact, I think I've seen the Boo Boo, which is what they call her, and it sounds ridiculous, but they
do what?
That's what we call her at the, in, like, on the pageant circuit. Say, here comes the Boo Boo, and it sounds, you know. And what we want it to be is here, she's a big, just a walking mistake, you know. But no, that didn't, it didn't catch. Everybody thinks it's cute.
And you call her the Boo Boo because you want her to be a big walking mistake.
Yeah, that was my thinking. I said, why don't we call her the Boo Boo? And for a while, we'd say, here comes the boo-boo, and we'd see these rednecks pouring in. We'd see them pulling up. They'd come up in two, you know, took two vehicles for them to pull up, and you'd see these rednecks. You'd see the boo-boo, and we'd call the boo-boo train pulling in.
I don't know what you're talking about. You sound almost, it's almost as if I'm in some kind of a special ed class.
Well, ma'am.
Yeah, Steve, cut to the point.
The point is that if I don't win, if I don't get my niece to win a beauty pageant and my wife's down there at the Baja 1000 with my daughter, you know, now my self-esteem and my manhood has total, has taken a steel-toed boot to the testicles of my manhood.
What are you talking
about? I know what he's talking about.
You've got to make sense, Bill.
I know what he's talking about. He's you're saying your wife and daughter running in the Baja race makes you look like a wimp.
Unless I can get my niece to win this, the taco festival. It's not the taco festival. It's where they have in the Inland Empire in the summertime. They have the taco competition, and it's Taco 2012. I think is what.
I know that. It's Taco 2012, the Young Miss Division.
Right. And
Taco 2012, the Young Miss Division.
Yeah. If I can get my niece to win that, then that's I can stave off for at least one day my wife walking around the house like her you know what doesn't spell because she and my daughter competed in the Baja 1000.
Well, I want to say this. I think that competing in the Baja 1000 is a pretty prestigious thing for a woman and a little 14-year-old girl to do. Your wife is going to have to drive the whole way. Your daughter is navigating. If they finish the race, it's going to be so far and above what you're able to accomplish in the Taco 2012. That, what's the point?
Okay, so in other words, what you're saying is I'm SOL. I'm crap out of luck.
To me, it seems that way, yeah, because... Yeah.
Well, look, why put the guy down?
Oh, Mr. Henry, please don't be disingenuous that way. You know full well that...
Well, okay, I'm going to say this, Steve. Your wife and your daughter are going to do their thing. Why can't you do your thing?
Because my thing isn't beauty pageants for little tiny kids. I did it so we'd have a feather in our cap, me and Dave. But now that my wife and my daughter are going to go out and compete in the Baja 1000, meanwhile, there I am trying to get a little girl to sing the song from Daddy Warbucks so she can win Taco 2012. I mean, that's almost fully retarded.
It is. I think it is.
I don't want to hear that word used. Do you understand?
I'm sorry, but it does sound disabled.
Okay, all right. And
Steve, my point is this. My point is this.
I mean, I'm walking around, I look disabled to this level.
Hold on for a minute. My point is, if your wife and your daughter have decided to go do that, that's great for them. You have something that you're going to follow through on. You're going to help your niece win this pageant. If she doesn't, okay. And you know what, man? Be proud of yourself that you helped. Don't put the kid through the ringer. Don't put her through a boot camp. Don't make this into some competition for you and Dave.
Well, yeah, but what are we going to do? What's Dave going to say to me when it's my wife that makes him and me look like we ought to just get into our high heels? What's he going to say to me when it's my wife that makes him and me look like we left our skirts at home? You know, I know that I'm being...
You're being asinine.
I know that, but I'm trying to make a point here that my wife and my daughter are going to run over the rough terrain off-road in the Baja 1000 in a dune buggy that they're going to have a hand in building because my wife was talking, she was talking to Jim Festine, who's a friend of mine. She said, look, I'll handle a blowtorch, too, and my daughter said that, too.
What do you mean a blowtorch?
They're going to put a new frame. They're going to build a frame.
Well, I mean...
Yeah, see, that shut him up.
Well, it didn't shut me up.
Well, I agree. I think that pretty much makes you look pretty stupid.
You think that way too, Mr. Henry?
I don't think it makes you look stupid, no. But I will say that your wife and daughter manning blowtorches and building the frame for an off-road dune buggy while you're teaching a little girl how to sing The Sun Comes Out Tomorrow for the Taco 2012.
All right, so in other words, I look like an ass. Okay, that's all I want to know. Thank you very much.
It doesn't sound like he hung up.
Miss Bozell, you got to hang the phone up.
I don't feel like it.
No, you have to hang it up.
I don't want to hang it up.
You don't hang it up, I got to hang you up.
You're going to hang me?
No, I get...
All right, take care of it off the air. The world-famous Phil Henry Show. We've got our news and information hour coming up next.
Phil Henry.
Oh, boy, it hurts.